You're listening to WMIE, Coco, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Coco Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Dr. Paul Esposito. I thank you for joining us here today, friends. Thank you for taking 15 minutes of your day to join me as we together study the Word of Almighty God. And we're going to hear, well, actually, the audio from my sermon from last week didn't make it. Unfortunately, there was a plug that wasn't inserted correctly into my recorder, and it recorded, but it recorded me from across the room, and I thought that that audio was not worthy to be put up here on the podcast, on the play on the radio. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to redo that sermon, but I'm going to do it here in the studio and without my notes, and I just want to hit on the highlights, because it's very important to see what happened here and this change that's taken place in the church. And we'll get to that here in a minute. Real quickly, more on this ministry. You can follow along with us on Facebook if you are a Facebook kind of person by liking our page, which is WGOD Radio. Also on Twitter, it's the same thing, at WGOD. I know Twitter can be a bad place, but like anything else, you can use it for good. And there's lots of good on there. There's lots of ministries on there. You can watch sermons on there. And like everything here in life, people can twist it for evil, and there's also good. And so I am on there, and these sermons are uploaded on there as well. And also, we've made the decision, well, I've made the decision that we're going to start videotaping my sermon. So my sermon, the Sunday sermon from Island Community Church, will now be broadcast, well, will soon be broadcast live on the Island Community Church Facebook page. So starting with the offertory song that my associate pastor and his wife Sharon sing, starting with that, heading into the sermon, very soon, once we have the equipment, that will be available, and you'll be able to watch the sermon live if you are at home, if you can't get out, if you're quarantined, whatever the case may be. And or it'll be available for you to watch at a later date after you get home from church or something. So, okay, we're in Acts chapter 15, and let's pick it up here from the top. Now certain men came down from Judea, and they taught the brethren, unless you are circumcised according to the custom of Moses, you cannot be saved. Therefore, when Paul and Barnabas had no small dissension and dispute with them, they determined that Paul and Barnabas and certain others of them should go up to Jerusalem to the apostles and the elders about this question. Okay, why do they feel this way? Well, you got to remember that these were Pharisees and these were Jewish Christians. And you can't just turn it on and off. You see, Hebrews, the book of Hebrews, wasn't written yet for these people. They didn't quite understand. And this was, I could imagine, a monumental change. When you go back to the Old Testament, when you go back to Genesis chapter 17, under the subject heading, the sign of the covenant, keyword covenant, starting in verse 12, it says, "He who is 8 days old among you shall be circumcised. Every male child in your generations, he who was born in your house or bought with your money from any stranger who is not your descendant, he who was born in your house and he who was bought with your money must be circumcised. And my covenant," keyword covenant, "shall be in your flesh for an everlasting covenant." Everlasting covenant, you see, that's the key. You see, "I am the Lord, I change not," he says, we can read in Malachi. God doesn't change, but the covenants do change. The covenants come to an end. That's what's changed. He says everlasting. The key word is what follows. This is an everlasting covenant, meaning as long as the covenant is in effect, so do these commands. But the covenants change. We'll get to that, if not today, we'll get to that tomorrow. Let me continue. "My covenant will be in your flesh for an everlasting covenant. And the uncircumcised male child who is not circumcised in the flesh of his foreskin, that person shall be cut off from his people, and he has broken my covenant." So now here comes the poor, innocent, Mr. Jewish person. And God bless him. What does he know any different? This is all he knows is the law and the first five books of Moses. And certainly he knows and remember circumcision was the key to the Old Testament covenant. So it's only natural for someone to come up and make a comment like this. Acts chapter 15, verse 1, "Unless you are circumcised according to the custom of Moses," really should be according to the custom of what God told Abram. "Unless you are circumcised according to the custom of Moses, you cannot be saved. Therefore, when Paul and Barnabas had no small dissension and dispute with them, they determined that Paul and Barnabas and certain others should go up to Jerusalem to the apostles and elders about this question. So being sent on their way by the church, they passed through Phoenicia and Samaria, describing the conversion of the Gentiles. They caused great joy to all the brethren. And when they had come to Jerusalem, they were received by the church and the apostles and the elders, and they reported all things that God had done with them. But some of the sect of the Pharisees who believed rose up, saying, 'It is necessary to circumcise them and to command them to keep the law of Moses.'" So certainly we can understand where they're coming from. You see, what they didn't understand yet was that there'd been a change in covenants. Now, Peter knew it because Peter, if you remember early on in Acts, he started to understand this, well, really, when Jesus was teaching him. And when he saw the sheet, he had the vision of the sheet that was descending from heaven. And God said to him, "What God has cleansed, you shall not call unclean or common." And then when God sent him to Cornelius' house and showed him that salvation included the Gentiles as well, so Peter was starting to understand this. He still didn't fully understand it. When you read in Galatians chapter 2, Paul said he had a problem with Peter because Peter was hanging out and eating with the Gentiles. But then when the Jewish folks showed up, he got scared, withdrew from them, and went back over there and started eating matzo balls again. So this is a new doctrine. Let's continue here now, verse 6. "So the apostles and the elders, they came together to consider this matter. And when there had been much dispute, Peter rose up and said to the men and brethren, 'You know that a good while ago God chose among us that by my mouth the Gentiles will hear the word of the gospel and believe.'" Good old Peter, gotta love it. He certainly was in charge of the early church, wasn't he? And he's boldly going to declare that it was by his mouth that all this came about. "So God, who knows the heart, acknowledged them by giving them the Holy Spirit just as he did to us. And he made no distinction between us and them. P- purifying their hearts by faith. Now, therefore, why do you test God by putting a yoke on the neck of the disciples, which neither our fathers nor we were able to bear? That is the yoke. That is telling someone that they got to keep the law to be right with God. Friend, you can't do that. No one's been able to do that except for Jesus Christ, who didn't have a sin nature. And the yoke on the neck of these people is the burden of telling them that they had to get, that they had to do works in order to get right with God. Because Jesus said on the cross, it is finished, he said in John 19:31. It's all done. There is no works. You cannot work to get closer to God. You want to get closer to God? Draw closer to him. Read your Bible. Spend more time in prayer. Draw close to him, and he will draw close to you. We read, I think James wrote that. Not by works, though. Works won't do it. And why command someone to do something that you can't do? The law was never intended to save you. This is where we're going to pick it up again tomorrow. The law was never designed to save you. It can't save you. The law, listen to what it says here in Galatians. It says the law was, not the law is or it will be. The law was. The law was our paedagogos, that is a schoolmaster or a teacher. That is an adult that was in charge of a child up until they reached a certain age. The law was our teacher, schoolmaster, to bring us or lead us to Christ so that we might be justified by faith. Friends, the law can't save you. All the law can do is condemn you. That's why Paul calls it in 2 Corinthians, he called it a ministry of condemnation. He called it a ministry of death. And he says the letter kills. The letter kills. But the Spirit gives life. The law can't save you. It's your faith in Jesus Christ that saves you. And not only that, the same thing that saves you saved Abraham and all the Old Testament saints. We read in Genesis chapter 15, verse 6, it says, Abraham believed God, and his faith was reckoned to him. Logizo, this faith was logged in his account. His faith was reckoned to him for righteousness. What made Abraham right? How did he get right with God? By his faith. By believing God. Again, Genesis chapter 15, verse 6. Abraham believed God. His faith was reckoned to him as righteousness. We're going to pick it up here again in our next program here. We're going through Acts chapter 15. We're looking at the very first church council. There was a problem when the people who knew the law said, hey, look, they got to keep doing what God told us back in Genesis to do. You got to get circumcised. You got to keep the law. And there was a dispute and a problem there. We're going to look and see how they handled that dispute. Next time, we're going to look at the change in covenants. You're listening to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
Calling Christians to worship and the study of God's Word. This is today.